So when the pronouns are coming, we have to now learn about the pronouns. Okay. What is pronoun, brother? In Arabic we call it damir. Remember? Huh? And damir is also ism. Huh? In the group of ism, damir comes. Huh? Why it comes in the group of ism? Because it also has dundandin. Anything has dundandin is ism. Are you with me? Okay. We are going to learn the marfu form of ism, damir. Marfu form of pronoun. We are going to learn. Marfu form of pronoun. Okay, we are going to learn. Now, pronoun is a word used as a substitute for a noun so that you don't repeat noun all the time. Or a pronouns stand in place of nouns to avoid repeating it. If I say to you, Muhammad came and Muhammad said and Muhammad ate and Muhammad read, brother, it doesn't sound nice to your ear. What I will say, Muhammad came and he said and he ate. Now that makes much easier and it's nicer to the ear. So the pronouns come instead of nouns so that we avoid repeating it. Okay? Fine. How many kinds of pronouns? Okay? In a different way. Okay, brother? A pronoun that refers or includes the speaker. The pronoun that refers to the speaker. In English, we call it first person pronoun. It refers to the speaker. We call it first person pronoun. Can you tell me, give me an example of first person pronoun? I and we. Okay. A pronoun that refers to the hearer. Second person. And then pronoun that refers to somebody who's not in front of us, who's in other room or away, we call it third person. Are you with me, brother? It is amazing in Arabic language, brother. We always start the pronoun with the third person. We start with third person. And all the verbs in its first form, in the verb, when you take it in its original form, it is always past tense and it will always say he. It won't say she. Now don't blame me. I didn't invent anything. That's the way the language is. It comes with he. When we talk about verbs, we'll do it. But in pronouns, we also start with he. Are you with me? Now what is he? It's a singular. It's a third person. And what else it is?
Masculine.
Masha'Allah. Now brothers and sisters, in Arabic language, either a thing has to be a masculine or feminine. No in between. No. No in between. Either he or she. Anything has to be paired. Okay? So we start with singular he. Then in Arabic language, brothers and sisters, we have something very special. Because Arabic is very precise. When you say two, you mean two. Okay? In English, we say he, and then we say they. Even if there are two, then you say they. But in Arabic, if there are two, you mean two and not three. When you say they, it means three or more than three. If it is less than three, then it is two, and that is dual. Okay? So we have in Arabic language singular and then dual and then plural. Okay, brother? I'll write down. Singular, And then we have dual and then plural. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Today, we will learn only third person. And then tomorrow, inshallah, we will learn the rest of it. And I've got a small song for it. I'll be singing for the next few days. And that will also hammer in your mind the pronouns, brother. Okay? Now, it's amazing, brother, how the Arabic language is, honestly. This is the palm of my hand. Four fingers and thumb. And in each finger, there are three sections. Are you with me? Okay. So if I say masculine, then I have first section, singular, dual, and plural. Isn't it amazing, brother? I think I should say in the language of our children, it's cool. Okay. Number second finger. Let's make it feminine. This was masculine. We make it feminine. So, again, singular, dual, plural. So, these two fingers, peace, these two fingers are for third person. And then the next two fingers are for the second person. Same thing, masculine and feminine. And this thumb, brothers and sisters, this thumb is for first person. But then there are only two sections. So in thumb we have only singular and plural. Okay, fine. Okay, brothers and sisters, we start now the third person. It's called what is it called?
Al-Ghaib.
Now again, those with Urdu, they have an advantage. What is the meaning of Ghaib? He's absent. He's not here. Okay, which means somebody not in front of us. We are talking about somebody who is not here with us. Third person. We call it third person. We start with singular. What is the singular, brother? What is it, brothers and sisters? Huwa. What is next one? Dual. Huma. And what is plural, brothers and sisters? Hum. So he, they two, two, And then they. Okay? Now this is, as you know, it is masculine. Okay, we call it muzakkar. Okay, and then we come to muannas. Maybe I should write down here al muzakkar. Please write down al muzakkar next to it. And then I will write down this is al muzakkar, brother. And then I'll write down here. Muannas. Okay? And then it will become hiya and then huma again and then hunna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? It is hunna.
So what is the difference between mutakkar and muannas?
Muannas. Muannas. Feminine, brother. Muannas is feminine. This is masculine, brother. And this is feminine. Now, you have the handout. Would you like to go to the handout, brothers and sisters? I think it's page number 6 or 7. One more, Brother Muhammad. Right there. Page number?
Nine.
Page number nine. Huh? Okay. Okay, brothers and sisters, here we are. First finger. Just like tasbih. First section. Huwa. Second section. Huma. Third section. Hum. Second finger, feminine. Hiya. Huma. Hunna. Is it? If you know it, then I can do the whole thing. But if you want to do it gradually, then we will only do this. Huwa, huma, hum. Hiya, huma, hunna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Huwa, huma, hum. Hiya, huma, hunna. Are you with me? But if you already know a little bit of Arabic, then you know the next one is muhatab. What is it, brothers and sisters? Muhatab. Al muha. There is a fatah there. This is second person. And this is your first person. No, third person, I beg your pardon. Third person. Okay. Since you have it in your handouts, brother, it's easy for you to see there. What will be the second person, brothers and sisters? Masculine? Anta. Are you with me? Anta. Next one? Antuma. And plural? Antum. What will be the fourth finger? Feminine? Anti. Antuma. Antun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And then? Mutakallim? Ana? And Nahnu. Because you know it, I'm not writing it, brothers and sisters. Sister Salma, do you know the second person? Anta, Antuma, Antum, Anti, Antuma, Antunna, and then Ana, and then. We got to memorize it. And you got to use your finger, it will help you. Just like taking out tasbih. Okay, you will remember. Okay, ready? Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. Anta antumma antum, anta antumma antum, anti antumma antunna, anti antumma antunna. Ana nahnu, ana nahnu, huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. If you want to sing with me, you are welcome to sing, brother. We'll sing in a chorus now. Inshallah, in a couple of days, you will be singing in your car. or while you are taking shower, you will be singing. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. Anta antumma antum, anta antumma antum, anti antumma antunna, anti antumma antunna. Ana nahnu, ana nahnu. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. Got the idea, brother? Okay, so huwa huma hun, hiya huma hunna. Anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna. Ana nahnu. Brother, try to memorize it. Okay? Try to memorize it. Now, what are these pronouns, brothers and sisters? These are called Damirun munfasilun. What are they? It's written there, huh? Padasan. Damirun munfasilun. Okay, what is the meaning of munfasilun? They are detached. Like a house which is detached. Nothing attached to it. Detached. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So they come on their own. They will stand on their own. And brother, all of them are you listening? All of them are dun. What are they are? It means they are marfu. They are all marfu. Okay? They are marfu. They will come as a mubtada. Most of the time. They will come as a mubtada. Huh? Okay? Here is an example. Ana mudarrisun. How will you translate? I am a teacher. So what is ana? Mubtada. Mashallah. Because if you say ana means I want to tell you I know that. Okay? More than that, it is mubtada. And mubtada is always marfu. And it is definite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So these pronouns are definite. And they are all marfu. There is a different form for mansub. Okay? This form, we call it damirun munfasilun. Please say with me three times. Munfasilun, munfasilun, munfasilun. Damirun munfasilun means detached pronoun, standing on its own. And they will come, they are all marfu, they will come as a mubtada. Ana mudarrisun. Anta talibun. So what is the translation? You are a student. So what is anta? Mubtada. Are you with me, brother? Huwa talibun. He is a student. Are you with me? Huwa talibun. Okay? We won't go into huma and hun now. Hum, later on we'll go. But this is how it will work. So first and foremost, brother, you will try to memorize it. It's easy because I will be repeating so many times this thing that inshallah you will catch up. And inshallah you will also memorize the song. So then it will become even more easier on you. I think it's time to take a little break and recharge our batteries, inshallah. So let us take a break. So brothers and sisters, I wrote down for you on the board all the pronouns. I only meant to do third person today, but since you all know, I have written it all. Look at it carefully, brothers and sisters. Al-Ghaib, which is third person. Masculine, Al-Mudhakkar. Okay. Right now, if you say masculine, it is good enough. Slowly, slowly, you'll get to say Mudhakkar also. Huwa, Huma, Hum. Please use your finger. It's nice way of doing it for a few days. Use your finger. Huwa, Huma, Hum. And then, second finger. Hiya, Huma, Hun. And then we come to Al-Mukhatab, which is feminine, masculine, Al-Mudhakkar, and Al-Mu'annas, and that is Anta. See, the Hamza of Anta is Hamzatul Qata. I put a little neck of Hamza on it. It is most important. Okay? If you don't put a Fata, it's okay. But neck is important. It's like putting a dot. Neck. Antuma, Antum. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And then, Anti, Antuma, Antun. And then we come to Al-Mutakallim. Are you with me, brother? Al-Mutakallim, the one who speaks. Okay? And that is first person. And in that, Mutakallim, first person, both Mudhakkar and Muannas are same. Right now in this lesson, Dr. Saab, Dr. Abdul Rahim, uses only huwa hiya. He goes very slowly. Huh? The pronouns will come slowly. But I thought we can just practice them every day so that you can become stronger. Okay? One more time, I'll sing for you, brothers and sisters, because I believe this is a nice way of strengthening your understanding and memorization, brother. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna. Anta antum antum, anta antum antum. Anti antum ma antunna, anti antum ma antunna. Ana nahnu, ana nahnu. I need a tabla now. Okay, are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay, so that was about the pronouns and what kind of a pronouns they are. Damirun munfasilun. What are they? Damirun munfasilun. See, say three times with me. Munfasilun. 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 What is the meaning of munfasilun? Detached. On their own. Detached. And remember, brothers and sisters, they are marfu. What are they? They are marfu. Okay? You will remember them. They'll come as a mubtada, inshallah. Now we come to Ad-Dars al-Rabi', lesson number 4 in the main book. Brothers and sisters, we come to the Ad-Dars al-Rabi' in the main book. Look at the first word, brother. Al-Baytu. Al-Baytu. What do you see, Al-Baytu? It's singular. Right now, the sentence is not given. Huh? So it's just a noun, but it is definite. So how will you translate it? The house. The house. And what is next, brother? Fil Bayti. Brother, from Baytu you made it Bayti. Why? Huh? See, from marfu, you made it into majrur. There has to be a reason. How could you do it? Huh? The reason is that before the noun, preposition came. Huh, Sister Fatima, al-baytu, remember tu, marfu. And now you are saying, fil-bayti, ti. Huh? Why? Because preposition came. What is it? Preposition. What is called preposition in Arabic? Harfu jarrin. Any particle that pulls down. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I'll write down here for you preposition. Means, brother and sister, harfu jarrin, particle of pulling down. What did it do? From tu, it pulled it down to ti. Huh? Who did that? Sister Abhi, did you do it? Huh? I didn't do it. Somebody did it. Pull it down, and that was harfjar. So, brothers and sisters, this is our start of learning the majrur form. Are you with me? So far, we were only marfu. Now we will be majrur. We'll be doing majrur. So, I will say to you one thing, and you will always reply me this way. Are you with me? Are you everybody looking at me and listening? If I say to you, Harfujar, you'll reply to me, Isam Majroor. What will you tell me? Means Isam became Majroor. It became Din. It got a Kasra. Are you with me? It's like salutation. If I say Assalamu Alaikum, you say Walaikum Salam. If I say to you Isam, if I say to you Harfujar, your reply will be Isam Majroor. Are you with me? In the middle of the class, I will suddenly say, Afjar. You will have to say Isam Majroor. But if I tell you, Salaamu Alaikum, what will you say? And if I tell you, Afjar, you will tell me Isam Majroor. That way you will remember. Whenever, brother, you will never make a mistake in reading Quran. Because you will know it's Afjar and the Isam has to be Majroor. There is no if and but. That Harfujar will pull the noun and make it into Majroor. Are you with me? So we are learning here four Harfujar we will learn in lesson number 4. But right now only 2 are coming. What is Fi? In. And the next one is Ala. What is On? Are you with me? Okay. Fine, brother. Al Maktabu. Alal Maktabi. See? Al Maktabu became Maktabi. And I ask you why? Because of Harfujar. Harfujar, pull it down. Al Masjidu fil Masjidi. Okay? Du became Di. As Sariru Alas Sariri. See, brother Farooq, how I am pronouncing? As Sariru. Alas Sariri. It's a Shadda. Alas Sariri. I did not pronounce the Alas Sariri. I did not pronounce Alif. I did not pronounce Lam. And in As Sariru, I only pronounce Hamza. And I did not pronounce the Lam. But if I say Alas Sariri, I did not pronounce Hamza. I did not pronounce the Lam. You get to get into practice. Okay, brother? Now I will tell you something else. Slowly, slowly. Brother, did I tell you? Did we learn, brothers and sisters, that Mubtada is always Marfu. And Khabar is always Marfu. Now we go one step forward. Khabar is only Marfu if it is one word. What did I say, brother? Khabar is only marfu if it is one word. And there are different kinds of khabar. What are they? Are you with me, brother? Because this is an intensive course, I tell you many things that I would normally wouldn't tell. But because we are meeting every day, and every day I'm going to repeat it, and inshallah you will understand it and retain in your mind. So khabar, there are about 5 kinds of khabar. It will come slowly, slowly, and when they come, I will be pointing out to you. Brother, the first form of khabar is if it is one word, it is marfu. What is the second form of khabar? Second form of khabar is that instead of one word, it has got preposition followed by ism majroor. Okay, brothers and sisters? Now, I want you to write something on your book. You make a note of it. Right there. Okay. If you see Fil Baiti. Brother and sisters, what is Fi? That I know. Preposition. You can say for the time being preposition. Later on you will say Harfujar. What will you say? Harfujar. If it is Harfujar, then the ism has to be Majroor. Remember, Harfujar, ism Majroor. Brother, you got to... If I shout at you, you will shout back at me. Harf jar? Isam majroor. You will shout back at me. Harf jar? Isam majroor. Okay? So here we have fi as a harf jar followed by isam majroor. Are you with me? This is isam majroor. Okay? Together we have a short name. Together we call it Jarun wa Majrurun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Jarun wa Majrurun. Inshallah, in 2-3 days, you'll get used to it. So what? If I say fil baiti, I can say fi harf jar, al baiti ism majrur. If I say fil baiti, in short, you can say to me, jarun wa majrurun. What is the meaning of jarun wa majrurun? It means there is a harf jar followed by ism majrur. So you will say jarun wa majrurun. Are you with me? Fine. I know this is quite a bit that I am telling you. But because I will be telling you every day, and inshallah you will understand. Today, if you do not understand 100%, I have always told you, don't worry. It's normal. It will come to us slowly, slowly. Okay. Now I go back to you one more time, brother. Sentence. What is sentence? A group of words which make complete sense. What is phrase? It's a group of words, but it does not give you complete sense. Are you with me, brother? If I tell you, fil baiti, translate, in the house, is it a sentence? No. What is it? Phrase. What do you call phrase in Arabic? A beautiful thing that you call in Arabic. Are you ready to write down? Can you read, brother and sister? Sister Salma, can you read? Shibhu jumla. What did I say? Shibhu jumla. Okay, now jumla is a sentence. What is the meaning of shibhu jumla? Brother Samad? No. Shibhu means something looks like jumla, but it is not a jumla. Are you with me? Shibhu means it looks similar, but then it is not. It's not a jumla. It's a shibhu jumla. It looks like a jumla. It is similar to jumla, but it is not jumla. What do you call shibhu jumla in English?
Phrase.
What do you call phrase in Arabic? Shibhu jumla. What do you call shibhu jumla in English?
Phrase.
What do you call phrase in Arabic? Shibhu jumla. So inshallah, slowly, slowly, we will master it. But this is quite a bit. It's not in the book. But I found that if I understand this gradually, gradually, then when I go in a deeper water, I'm comfortable. I know how to swim. You know? Okay. So, brothers and sisters, if I tell you, Muhammadun fil masjidi. What did I say? Muhammadun fil masjidi. Masjidi. Because fi came. Brother Samad? How will you translate? Muhammad is in the masjid. Okay. So, where is Mubtada? Muhammad. Where is Khabar? Masjid, mashallah, you said it right. So what is khabar? Shibu Jumla. What is Khabar? Shibu Jumla Khabar. There is still more to it, but that I won't tell you now. As you become stronger, then I will add few more things.
So Khabar will be in the masjid.
In the masjid.
Not just masjid, in the masjid.
In the masjid, because the whole thing is a Shibu Jumla. And brother, how will you say in Arabic? Muhammadun Mubtada. Fi harfcha. Al-Masjidi ism majrur. And together I will write down Jarun wa majrurun. But today, together, isn't it? Shubu jumla khabar. I know it is quite a bit to swallow, but it will come because I am going to repeat it all the time. So, if you want to say in short, Brother Samad, you already said it correctly. In the masjid is the khabar. What is in the masjid? Jar majrur. What is in the masjid? Muhammad. So, I mean, from grammar point of view, jarun wa majrur. And what is brother jarun or majrur in this particular case? It's a shibu jumla. It's a phrase. So if I were to tell you in English, which you will understand a little better, that in the masjid, it is a preposition followed by noun in the genitive case. Together, it is a phrase and it is the predicate. What is it, brother? Subject and predicate. Is it correct? Subject and predicate. Where is the predicate? In the masjid. And what is in? Preposition. And what is masjid? It's the noun in genitive case, from our point of view. Are you with me, brother? Sister? So now watch for it. And catch the khabar. What are you going to do now? You will catch the khabar in the sentences. Okay? Let us see. It's going to be interesting. But brother and sister, do not get worried if you cannot find it right away. Because I am going to repeat it in so many times. Are you listening to me, brother? That it will come out of your both ears. So, and when you are sleeping and turning your side, you will say Jarun Majrurun. You will turn your side and you will say Jarun Majrurun. Are you with me, brother? Inshallah. Yes, brother Farooq. Shibu Jumla. Shibu Jumla. Say three times. Shibu Jumla. Shibu Jumla. Shibu Jumla. Which means phrase. Means it's not a complete sentence. It looks like a sentence, but it is not a complete sentence. It is a phrase. Yes. In the masjid, on the table, in the market, under the table, over the table, behind the board, in front of the board. These are all Shibu Jumla. Okay, and we'll be dealing it one by one as they come in the lesson. Yes, Brother Farooq, any other question, brother? You will be with me now, brother? So you know pronoun, and you know the pronoun are definite, so they are mubtada, and then the khabar can be jarun wa majrur. The khabar can be jarun wa majrur. Okay. I want you to, Brother Muhammad, keep on turning the pages. Later on, you can go to this page at home during weekend, brothers and sisters, and see if you can understand it. Turn on the pages and I'll tell you to stop and then we will tell everybody. Here, page number 17. Sweet 17. Okay? Page number 17 in your handout. But you do not have to swallow everything, brother. We are going to do slowly, slowly. What is the title? Shibu Jumla. Can you read Shibu Jumla? Shibu Jumlati. Shibul Jumlati. But we say Shibu Jumla. And what is it? The phrase. And slowly, slowly, we will master this. Are you with me? Now, keep that in mind, and at home you can read it and try to understand. But I assure you, brother, I assure you that within 10 sessions, you will know all these things, inshallah. You will know all these things, brother, inshallah. Okay, we now start. Aina Muhammadun. Now, is it a question?
Yes.
We are not going to analyze it. Huh? What is the meaning of Aina?
Where?
Huh? Aina is where. Where is Muhammad? What is the answer? Huwa fil ghurfati. Huwa fil ghurfati. Are you with me, Sister Salma? Okay, tell me, Sister Salma, is this sentence Jumla Ismiya? Huwa fil ghurfati? Why? Why do you call it Jumla Ismiya? Because it began with a noun. Where is the noun? Huwa. Even though it is Damir, but it is Ism. Got the idea? I want you to get into this, you know. Huwa fil ghurfati. Is it a Jumla Ismiya? Yes. How do you know it is Jumla Ismiya? Because huwa is a noun. Huwa is a noun. Ji? Ghurfati, we are coming. We are coming. Okay. Okay, brothers and sisters. Huwa fil ghurfati. Okay, fine. What is huwa? That I know. Huwa, what is huwa?
Mubtada.
We say, when you come to Jumla Ismiya, we want to know where is Mubtada and where is Khabar. But it will be so interesting later on when you will read Quran. And when we will write the Quran, and then you will be able to figure out everything. Inshallah. Okay. Okay. Huwa. What is fi? Harfjar. And what is al-ghurfati? Ism majrur. Harfjar? Ism majrur. Ghurfati is ism majrur. Sister Fatima, are you with me? Fi harfjar. And harfjar will always be followed by a noun. Nothing but a noun, and that noun is always be majrur, brother. Till the end of the time. This will remain. Okay? Harf jar, you are all silent. Ism majrur. Harf jar has to be majrur, no other choice. Are you with me? So now we know why the ism becomes majrur. Because one reason is that harfchar came in front of it. And it pulled the down. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Huwa fil ghurfati. And I will say huwa mubtada. Fil ghurfati. Jarun wa majrurun. Shibu jumla khabar. Are you with me? What will you say? I know it is too much. But with intensive course, I take the liberty and give you heavy doses. Because you will go home and inshallah work. Again I repeat. Huwa mubtada. It is damir. What kind of damir it is? Damir munfasil. It is on its own. Detached house. Huwa mubtada. Fi fil ghurfati. Now I take the shortcut. Fil ghurfati. Jarun wa majrurun. Shibu jumla khabar. Because if I say huwa is mubtada, then I got to have a khabar. And where is the khabar? Shibu jumla. Charun no majrurun. Got the idea? Okay. Brother Abdul Qadir, ghurfati means room. Ghurfati means he's in the room. Fine, brother. Wa aina yasirun. Where is Yasir? And where is Yasir? And Ataf came. What is the answer? Huwa fil hammami. Hammami. Majrur. Who made it majrur? Fi. Good. Any question? No. Okay. Feel free to ask. Okay. The question should be related to the lesson. If there are questions outside the lesson, then you will ask me after the class. after the class or during the break, inshallah. Okay. Fil hammam. Huwa mubtada. What is the fil hammami? Jarun wa majrurun. Shibu jumla khabar. Are you with me? And Brother Muhammad? Wa aina aminatu. And where is Amina? Hiya, see now, the pronoun change to replace Amina, to substitute Amina. Muannas, hiya fil matbakhi. What is matbakhi? Kitchen. She is making biryani for us. Hiya fil matbakhi. Okay? Hiya fil matbakhi. Okay, what is hiya, brother? I know that. Hiya. Mubtada. Hiya, sister Salma, is a pronoun. She. Jumla ismiya. What is hiya? Mubtada. Oh, then brother, where is the khabar? Fil matbakhi. Charun wa majroor. Are you with me, brother? Jarun wa... I will repeat this tomorrow also, so you don't worry, brother. Jarun wa majrurun shibu jumla khabar. Got the idea? Inshallah. Brother, I assure you, on Monday when you will come to the class, you will know this so well that you will say, I knew this from my childhood, you know. I didn't learn now. I knew it all the time, you know. Okay, fine, brother. Aina al-kitabu? Where is the book? Huwa. How will you translate huwa this in this time, brother? It. Huwa alal maktabi. It is on the desk. So, brother, huwa is mubtada. Where is the khabar? Alal maktabi. And what is alal maktabi? Jarun wa majrurun shibu jumla khabar. Shibu jumla khabar. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Very good. Aina sa'atu. Where is the watch? Aina sa'atu. Where is the watch? Okay. Where is the watch? Here. Ala sariri. It is on the bed. Where is mubtada, brother? Here. Where is the khabar? Ala sariri. And what is ala sariri? Jarun wa majrurun shibu jumla khabar. Isn't it easy, brother? I think it is halwa puri. If you want to call it baklava, I don't mind. I like baklava also. It's beautiful, brother. You will find, inshallah, you will find all these things very interesting. I was absolutely fascinated by it when I understood it. When you don't understand, it doesn't fascinate you. But when you understand, it makes a lot of sense, brother. And we will come across verses from the Quran, you know, which will tell us all these things. Okay. Now, I have to point out something to you. If a noun ends with sarkalta, or you call it close ta, how many kinds of ta are there, brother? I will write down here.